Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing I'll Fly Away, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled See the Salvation of the Lord, from Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 14.
Oh, and I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away.
It's in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Now just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To that land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by.
Hallelujah morning. Are you ready, brother? I mean, he's coming. You understand what I'm saying? One day we're going to disappear. We're going to fly. Look at the camera. He said, look at the camera and smile. I'm smiling, and I got reason to smile because I got a God on my side. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going. How about you? Amen. One day we're going to see him face to face. Why y'all keep singing when I'm trying to talk? Amen. I'm going to get up just a minute. He's coming. Every time I try to talk, they start singing. You can keep playing. Amen. They did it to me a few moments ago. Try to do it to me again. Now I'll tell you what to sing. Y'all just stand back there and clap your hands and tap your feet. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon and very soon. I don't know about you, but this world is not my home. One glorious morning, there's going to be a great removal from this earth. We're going to disappear. We're going to take a heavenly flight. We're going to see the Lord face to face. And we're going to be shouting on the hills of glory. Now, you know what? When you get to heaven, you're not going to sit down. I said, when you get to heaven, you're not going to sit down. Get on up. Give the Lord a little praise this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. I believe it's worthy to be praised. Amen. I'm coming out there if y'all don't start shouting a little bit. I believe it's worthy of praise. Amen. Amen. I believe it's a wonderful and mighty and glorious God. And He's ready to do something exciting, amazing in His house today. Are you ready? Are you ready? I believe He's going to bless you today. Amen. Let's sing His chorus again. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, y'all can sing now.
I'll fly away. It's in the morning.
Is that the best praise you got? I said, is that the best praise you got? See, when you get to heaven, you're not going to be going. You're going to be praising the Lord. And I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. Of prayer. Get back to these altars of praise. Get back to these altars of dedication. Get back to these altars of surrender. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, did y'all come to have a funeral or something? Y'all a bunch of the biggest bunch of deadheads I think I've preached to in a long time. Amen. I'm preaching you the truth. And if you want to be like the Israelites and go back to Egypt and stay there, that's your choice. But I'm like Joshua. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. When you tasted of the honey, of the honeycomb of God's blessings, you don't want to eat of the stuff of this world no longer. When you've been in the presence of a holy and righteous God, the world no longer satisfies. When you today have walked with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you don't want to walk with the world's way any longer. Amen. Because God's made a change in our life. Now, I'm going to preach you the truth. And folks, the truth sets you free. But see, you make a choice, and you're making a choice today. You're going to either stay in the bondage of Egypt, or you're going to get in the freedom that God has for you. You're going to serve the Lord, but preacher, I can't get past my problems. Maybe today your focus is wrong, and you're too consumed with too much of the world. It's why today you're not today getting free as God wants you free. You're too consumed. You're trying to, it's like the guy that juggles, you know. He's trying to keep all the balls, all those things or whatever they are, bowling pins, I call them, in the air. I tell you what, you're just trying to get everything. You can't do that. You've got to make up your mind who you're going to serve, right? You're going to serve the Lord, or you're going to serve the devil and the world. And so therefore today, you've got to get back to the altar of God. And today you've got to behold the salvation of the Lord today, because God wants you to move into His presence where He can bless you. Some of you today need a career change in your life. You're right, preacher. I need a new job. I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about today. You need to get a career change and get out of the problems that you're in. You're staying in your problems too long and it's become your way of life. You've kind of set up your tent and driven in your stakes, and that's where you're living and hanging out. The difference between Jesus, and understand, Israel was in the wilderness for 40 years. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. And that difference between Jesus and the Israelites was that Israel was in rebellion and Jesus was in relationship with the Word of God. You've got to get in relationship to what God has said in His Word. And thank God this Word sets you free. Amen. The author of this book sets you free. The author of this book has delivered your soul, but He wants to deliver your mind too. And He wants to deliver your affections. He wants to deliver your whole being today, that you're putting Jesus first and foremost in your life. So Jesus had already beat the prince of darkness. He's done that for you and I today. And thank God, and He did it with the principles of God's Word. When the devil came to him and said, you know what, I can offer you this and this and this. He said, as it is written, good God Almighty. He used the Word of God. Well, you stand and bark at the devil and you try to tell him, you ought to leave me alone. I mean, you're just trying to push him off and push him aside. And he's relentless. He keeps coming back. Keeps pounding on your door like those bill collectors that show up. They never go away, do they? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you right now, you can send the devil packing. When you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, thank God He won our victory. And He wants you to live in victory. He doesn't want you to live in bondage. And when you're choosing to live that way, it's not glorifying to God. And so you've got to walk in the relationship and you've got to use the power of God's Word in all things today. So realizing this, the solution to your problems in life is found in the glorious pages of God's Word called the living Word of God, the Bible. Amen. Now use these principles today of problem solving. Listen to this. Today you've got to use, I'm going to give you some bullets here. Don't shoot yourself with them. You to use them. You've got to be responsible for your actions. And I talk to people, you know, well, preacher, you know, I have my past and all this other stuff and everybody else and whatever. Why don't you be responsible for your own actions? And stop blaming everything that happens in your life on somebody else. Amen. Start being responsible for your own actions. Amen. Secondly today, work for what you desire or want. God will supply your every need according to His riches and glory. But the Bible, David said, He will also give you the desires of your heart. Amen. You've got to work for it, though. You can't do it just sitting on a pew. You've got to get out and win souls. You've got to get on altars of prayer. You've got to get into the Word of God. You've got to surrender yourself to the Lord totally and completely. Thirdly today, you've got to learn to forgive totally. Just leave me out of that one, Pastor. Well, let me tell you what. You better stop locking yourself in on the prison of your emotions, because unforgiveness is a shackle of your emotions that you have now chained yourself to that other person. And everywhere you go, you've chained them to you. You dream about them. You talk about them. You can't get past it. Your friends ask you how you're doing and you dredge up all this mess from your past of unforgiveness. You know what? You're letting them control you. And Jesus said, I'm not going to answer your prayer until you let go of this issue of forgiveness. Amen. Don't chain yourself to somebody else. Fourthly, or whatever number it is, be a good Samaritan. Care for other people. I know we're in a dog-eat-dog world. Everybody's out for numero uno, right? I speak Spanish. Taco, enchilada. Refried beans. Sopapillas. Oh, with the honey all over it. Gee, I see you watering at the mouth. Amen. But be a good Samaritan. Care for other people a little bit. Amen. Show a little love to somebody. Do something nice for somebody sometimes. Not only that, don't camp out in your self-pity. Amen. Well, nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.